This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Treasury Department imposed sanctions Thursday on two Lebanese businessmen and a lawmaker, saying they have profited from corruption while the country struggles through its worst economic crisis in modern history. The two businessmen are influential contractors in Lebanon who have taken over major infrastructure contracts in Beirut and other parts of the country in recent years. The sanctions were a clear warning from Washington to Lebanon's political class that has failed to implement reforms 2 years after the crisis began with nationwide protests. The U.S. has targeted Hezbollah officials and institutions over the years and more recently imposed sanctions on politicians allied with the group. Thursday's move was rare since it's the first time a businessman has been targeted who's not an ally of Hezbollah. An Ethiopian government jet bombed the capital of northern Tigray region on Thursday, with one doctor reporting 10 deaths in the latest casualties of a year-long war. Residents claim Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's federal forces have hit Mekele from the skies at least 8 times in the last 2 weeks in a fight against local Tigrayan forces that has killed thousands and uprooted more than 2 million people. Foreign powers are pressing for more mediation, and the United States is threatening sanctions to stem a conflict reverberating across the already volatile and impoverished Horn of Africa. Ethiopia's government said Thursday's airstrike hit and destroyed another part of a factory complex bombed last week, where it said the Tigray People's Liberation Front stored military equipment, but a TPLF spokesperson says the strike hit a residential neighborhood.